backstage here at the American Music Awards. Charlie Puth, it was funny when you came by 95.5 PLJ and chatted with Race Taylor. Everybody commented about how nice you were, and
perfect.
I knew this because we had chatted before, and I knew because you had grown up in Rumson.
You knew I was a nice guy.
I knew you were a nice guy, but I also knew that you grew up listening to the station. They said you were like almost a little starstruck at the station.
I was because
like just at the idea of being at 95.5 PLJ.
95.5 PLJ. It's what I grew up listening to.
Yeah.
Like I think I remember like as early as 5 years old listening to the radio in my Isuzu Trooper with my mom dropping me off at karate with you guys on.
Where do you remember the name of the karate studio in Jersey?
Oh, they don't have it anymore. I think it was just a Tiger Schulman's karate studio in Red Bank, New Jersey.
There you go. Shout out to Red Bank.
Shout out Red Bank. Red Bank's cool.
When we chatted at the AMA nomination reveal, it had not been revealed yet that you were performing. Now we know that you're performing with Meghan Trainor. We did chat about the last time you performed at an award show, the Billboard Music Awards.
Right.
And how you got starstruck when you saw the Kardashians.
Uh-huh.
So don't get starstruck tomorrow, first
by
of
who?
All. By anyone, for that matter.
I've gotten way better. I've gotten way, way better because I get to see these people all the time now.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Well, that's cool. I mean, and you're a pro anyways. I mean,
I try to be. I mean, I've eaten way too many Twix right now, so I'm all sugared up and everything like
that. You'll be fine. Eat a few more before you go on tomorrow. You'll be good.
Exactly.
But you're performing with Meghan.
Performing with Meghan. Oh, my God. We're throwing something so dope in there that y'all would never expect it. It's going to be, like, the best time tomorrow.
Have you rehearsed yet?
We're rehearsing. We rehearsed right before I went somewhere. I don't even remember where. And then we're rehearsing after I talk to you.
Okay, so Meghan is going to do... are you filling in for John Legend, by the way, on... Like,
No.
But she's going to perform that,
she's
right?
She's going to perform that, a little bit of that, and then we're going to go into Marvin Gaye, and then you just got to watch it. Something crazy is going to happen. Something crazy is going to happen.
I love that. Okay, cool. And obviously, you got... The album was pushed back, but that's coming out...
January 29th.
On January 29th, after the first of the year.
Yeah.
So that's pretty dope. And how's everything else going all right, dude?
Everything's going really, really good, man.
You're nominated for two awards as well, still. We chatted about that before.
So intense.
If you win either collaboration of the year or song of the year, do you think Wiz will let you speak, or is he even going to be here tomorrow? What's his?
No, Wiz will also be sitting next to Wiz.
You're sitting next to Wiz.
No.
Does he let you say thank you to anybody real quick?
Oh,
or?
Of course. I mean, it's his song, so I'm going to let him talk first.
Of
obviously,
course, yeah.
I'm sure he has a lot of people to thank, but I honestly, just being up there, he and I, we both admitted to each other that we're not really great with like public speaking, so we both get kind of nervous, but Wiz is just such a cool dude that it kind of makes up for it. So it'll be, this is assuming that if we win. Now you got me thinking of
I'm gonna
eat my Twix by myself.
I don't want you to go up there and be unprepared.
Right.
I'm just trying to look out for you, man.
My heart's racing just talking to you, PLJ. Oh my gosh, PLJ.
Charlie Puth.